Unit 3, Lesson 2, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening Comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. A large amount of money is needed to rebuild the houses after the earthquake. A large amount of money is needed to rebuild the houses after the earthquake.
Two. Nowadays, some teachers use PowerPoint instead of Blackboard in class. Nowadays, some teachers use PowerPoint instead of Blackboard in class.
Three. A medical team was soon sent to help the earthquake victims. A medical team was soon sent to help the earthquake victims.
Four. I have the habit of keeping a diary before going to bed. I have the habit of keeping a diary before going to bed.
Five. Each year, my friends and I donate money to the Red Cross. Each year, my friends and I donate money to the Red Cross.
Six. In order to stay healthy, students are required to take an active part in sports. In order to stay healthy, students are required to take an active part in sports.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Hello, is that Kathy?
Yes, this is Kathy speaking. Who's that?
This is Peter. You borrowed some books from our school library last Monday. It's time for you to return them today.
Oh, sorry. What day is it today?
Monday, again.
Question. What is Peter asking Kathy to do?
Hello, is that Kathy?
Yes, this is Kathy speaking. Who's that?
This is Peter.You borrowed some books from our school library last Monday. It's time for you to return them today.
Oh, sorry. What day is it today?
Monday, again.
Question. What is Peter asking Kathy to do?
Eight. Hi, Alice. Would you please visit the Science Museum with me this afternoon?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll have to look after my brother. He is ill in bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Never mind, I'll ask someone else to go with me.
Question. Why can't Alice go to visit the Science Museum?
Hi, Alice. Would you please visit the Science Museum with me this afternoon?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll have to look after my brother. He is ill in bed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Never mind, I'll ask someone else to go with me.
Question.Why can't Alice go to visit the Science Museum?
Nine. Do you still remember the serious flood happening in South China this summer?
Sure, I'll never forget it.
Me too. It has affected 4.3 million people. About 180 people were killed, and 52 are still missing.It caused about 14.5 billion yuan in damage.
Question. How much damage did the flood cause?
Do you still remember the serious flood happening in South China this summer?
Sure. I'll never forget it.
Me too. It has affected 4.3 million people. About 180 people were killed, and 52 are still missing.It caused about 14.5 billion yuan in damage.
Question. How much damage did the flood cause?
Ten. Oh no, my maths book's not in my bag.
Is that your next class?
That's right. Then I've got geography before lunch and music this afternoon.
Here, take my book.Remember to give it back to me tomorrow.
Question: which is the boy's next lesson? Oh no, my maths book's not in my bag.
Is that your next class?
That's right. Then I've got geography before lunch and music this afternoon.
Here, take my book. Remember to give it back to me tomorrow.
Question: which is the boy's next lesson?
Anything new in today's newspaper?
There was a big fire in Startown. The fire started because someone left a burning cigarette end on the ground.
Question: what caused the fire? Anything new in today's newspaper?
There was a big fire in Startown. The fire started because someone left a burning cigarette end on the ground.
Question: what caused the fire? What do we use it to do?
We use it to keep us cool in summer.
Question: what are they talking about? What do we use it to do?
We use it to keep us cool in summer.
Question: what are they talking about?
13. Excuse me, I want to complain about the soya milk.
What's the problem? Can I do something for you?
Look, the color has changed. It smells terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You can have another bottle free of charge.
Question: where does the dialogue probably take place? Excuse me, I want to complain about the soya milk.
What's the problem? Can I do something for you?
Look, the color has changed. It smells terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You can have another bottle free of charge.
Question: where does the dialogue probably take place? 14. This physics problem is very hard, Mom.
Yes, it may be. Shall I help you, Frank?
No, thanks, Mom. I'll try to do it myself.
You're right. I'm sure you will work it out soon.
Question: why doesn't Frank want his mother to help him? This physics problem is very hard, Mom.
Yes, it may be. Shall I help you, Frank?
No, thanks, Mom. I'll try to do it myself.
You're right. I'm sure you will work it out soon.
Question: why doesn't Frank want his mother to help him? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
From Tom's diary. There was a very bad storm last night. The weather had been very hot all day, and the air pressure had been falling. About 7 in the evening, the sky began to darken, and before long, there were huge thunderclouds everywhere, and we could all see that there would be soon a storm. At first, there were just a few drops of rain, but almost immediately, the skies opened and there was a heavy downpour. The rain was so heavy that I could not see more than a meter in front of me. Lightning flashed, and in the distance there was thunder. The time between the flashes of lightning and the thunderclaps shorter and shorter as the storm came nearer. It was not long before the storm was overhead, and the lightning and thunder happened almost at the same time. There was a particularly big flash and bang, and one of the trees in my garden caught fire. It had been struck by lightning. I was rather frightened. Every year people are killed by lightning, especially when they are in the open air, often on golf courses or at the beach. I hoped I was safe in my house. From Tom's diary. There was a very bad storm last night. The weather had been very hot all day, and the air pressure had been falling. About 7 in the evening, the sky began to darken, And before long, there were huge thunderclouds everywhere, and we could all see that there would be soon a storm. At first, there were just a few drops of rain, but almost immediately, the skies opened and there was a heavy downpour. The rain was so heavy that I could not see more than a meter in front of me. Lightning flashed, and in the distance there was thunder. The time between the flashes of lightning and the thunderclaps shorter and shorter as the storm came nearer. It was not long before the storm was overhead, and the lightning and thunder happened almost at the same time. There was a particularly big flash and bang, and one of the trees in my garden caught fire. It had been struck by lightning. I was rather frightened. Every year people are killed by lightning, especially when they are in the open air, often on golf courses or at the beach. I hoped I was safe in my house. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。Children in Louisa County certainly know what an earthquake feels like. An earthquake happened on August the 23rd, 2011, in Louisa County, Virginia, USA. The Children's Museum of Richmond wanted to do something for Louisa's quake-damaged schools. There were many activities for children in the museum. These activities were designed to raise money. The most interesting one was an explanation of how earthquakes worked. Children learned what an earthquake was and why earthquakes happened. In the museum, children could also learn by playing. They could play with a train, a weather exhibit with smoky-looking clouds, and other interesting things. Local people got into the event free. Others paid $3 each person, and some people made donations. The event drew about 400 people and raised more than $2,000. One local person said, "It makes us feel that people care about Louisa." Children in Louisa County certainly know what an earthquake feels like. An earthquake happened on August the 23rd, 2011, in Louisa County, Virginia, USA. The Children's Museum of Richmond wanted to do something for Louisa's quake-damaged schools. There were many activities for children in the museum. These activities were designed to raise money. The most interesting one was an explanation of how earthquakes worked. Children learned what an earthquake was and why earthquakes happened. In the museum, children could also learn by playing. They could play with a train, a weather exhibit with smoky-looking clouds, and other interesting things. Local people got into the event free. Others paid $3 each person, and some people made donations. The event drew about 400 people and raised more than $2,000. One local person said, "It makes us feel that people care about Louisa."